I did want to mention that today is the 350th anniversary of the Grenadier Guards, which is one of the oldest and most famous regiments in the British Army. Search is underway to find thousands of missing guardsmen so they can take part in anniversary celebrations. Nigel Brown's on the line, a former Grenadier Guards officer. Hi, Nigel.
Good morning, Ed.
Tell us a bit about the Guards' history.
Well, the Grenadier Guards has fought in almost every major campaign in the British Army. I'd say also today that they're very much part of the modern British Army. They've been in all the sort of major campaigns since the Second World War, virtually every one of the smaller campaigns. And throughout this time, Ed, they've continued the traditional and privileged task of mounting guard over the sovereign.
What's the word grenadier mean?
Well, in the old days, grenadiers were people who threw grenades. We became the Grenadiers when we beat the Imperial Guard of Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. In fact, we're the only regiment to have won their name specifically from a part played in battle.
Mm-hmm. And how many Grenadiers are believed to actually be alive and available now?
Well, we reckon alive and available 10,000. We've got 6,000 who are members of branches throughout England. For example, in the West Midlands, there's the Birmingham branch, the Wolverhampton branch. But so we've got 6,000 members. We're short, we reckon, of 4,000.
And how many are there on active duty at any given time?
Well, there's usually, we've got now one battalion. There's around about 800 men, give or take, depending on which theatre they're stationed in. But about 800 on active service.
So, quite a lot of people around, and as I say, you look, there's about 10,000 of them.
10,000 altogether, yes.
So, and you want to hear from them because?
Well, we want them to get back in touch with the association, very much because we need to have contact with them to support them, because the association is both is a registered charity, and on one side there's the welfare side, so we want to make sure they're okay, being well looked after. And also there's the enjoyment side. You know, I've been a member for many years now, and the fun side is a very important side to it all as well. Ed, we've got a dedicated website for those who want to get back in contact and for those who are interested in the anniversary events. Can I give that to you?
Yes, please.
The dedicated website is www.grenade, that's G-R-E-N-A-D-E, grenade.org.uk. And for any listeners who aren't on the internet or don't have access to the internet, we've got a dedicated telephone number, which is 020-7414-3285. And, Ed, I know a lot of your listeners in the West Midlands will be family and friends of Grenadiers. I know there's probably going to be quite a few of those missing Grenadiers in the West Midlands. We're really grateful if they could make a note of those contact numbers and let any Grenadiers that they know about it.
Nigel Brown, been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you.